Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早。
What a joy and delight it is to be able to gather together again.
我们再次能够在这里聚集是何等的喜乐。
We really thank the Lord for the word that He has spoken to us in these past few days.
我们为过去这两天神向我们所说的话，我们感谢他。
But we know that as we consider the matters that have been spoken these past few days, that these are matters that have been on the Lord's heart for many generations.
我们当我们思想这些话的时候，这些话在
And so we know that these are really the treasures and the delights that the Lord has.
这实在是主他里面的喜乐，他的财宝。
And He's so willing to give them unto us.
他何等愿意把这些赐给我们。
And so I hope that as we gather together that we will really have this heart of joy before the Lord that He has so privileged us to be able to be a part of this.
他何等喜乐把这些赐给我们，让我们成为得到这些产业。
Not just this conference this weekend, but really the matter that we are in His family and have been given such a great revelation, a great vision.
不但是这个聚会，而且是我们是他的家里的成员，而且有这样的权柄。
Let's together sing this morning, Lord of Glory, we adore Thee.
我们唱第一首诗歌，今天早上的是神的基督，荣耀的主。
It is hymn number 17 in your hymn books.
在诗歌本里的第17首。
I'd like to ask you once again to please rise and stand.
我再次邀请大家一同站立来唱。
And let's just meditate on the lyrics of this first stanza as our sister plays through the song once for us.
我们一同思想着第一节的这些话语，当我们姊妹弹一遍的时候。 感恩的主，我们在你面前俯伏。
We know that you are the King of Glory.
主啊，我们知道你是荣耀的主，荣耀的王。
And as such, we bow before you and give you our worship and praise.
所以我们在你面前俯伏，把所有的赞美敬拜归给你。
Oh, it is so amazing that you are one who would call us out.
主啊，你是那位召我们出来的那一位。
And that you would bring us into your kingdom, into your light.
让我们带把我们带到你的国度，带到你的光中。
Not as those who merely just have your life,
不但是只有你的生命，
but as those who may be actually able to live out your life.
而且我们能够把你的生命活出来。
And in so doing, know your heart.
说我们明白你的心意。
And to be able to behold you in all your beauty and all your glory.
让我们来观看你的荣美，你的荣耀。
And so we just come before you with the spirit, with this heart.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，怀着这样的心和灵。
That we would not only see more of you.
不但我们能更多的认识你。
That we would not only know more of you.
主啊，我们更多的了解你。
But that we would have more of your life.
而且我们有更丰盛的生命。
Living throughout us.
从我们里边能够活。
So that we too may be those who are glorious in thy sight.
我们能够和你一样有那个荣耀的光景。
Have your way amongst us this morning as we gather together.
我们这样聚的时候与我们同在。
That you may find delight in the words that are spoken and the words that are received.
在这些话语上，因为我们听到这些话，你得喜乐。
And plant your words within us, not just merely our minds.
把这些话语放在我们的心中，不只是在我们的头脑里边。
But into our very hearts, our spirits that you have provided to us.
是你给我们的这个心和灵里边。
May your spirit guide us and lead us.
愿你的魂，你的灵带领我们。
Anoint the lips of our brother Dina.
也涂抹我们的出口的弟兄。
I'll be with our brother Daniel as he interprets.
还有翻译的弟兄。
So that none of the words may be lost.
没有一句话被流失。
But that truly you may have first place in each and every heart here.
而是你在我们里面居首位。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Let's turn to our second hymn this morning.
我们来到第二首的诗歌。
It's hymn number 61. There's a whisper from the glory.
就是诗歌本的第61首。
We'll ask our sister to play the refrain for us.
请姊妹为我们起个这个副歌的音。
From the glory of the coming of the Lord. Oh, the joy my heart is tasting as I rest upon His word. And what peace amid her storm it does is precious truth afford. Hold fast, I'm coming soon. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.There's a glory.
glory on the mountains, in a glory on the sea, and the valleys now are glowing, and the desert waking me. Just a pilgrimage to glory, since he whispered it to me. Oh, pass by coming soon. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
How wonderful it is to know that the King is coming soon.
何等的奇妙, 我们的王就要回来。
And as such, we can say hallelujah.
所以我们高唱 hallelujah.
I hope after yesterday's sharing from our brother Dana that we are not those who are befuddled by his eight riddles.
我希望经过昨天 早上我们弟兄的交通, 我们不是被这个八个谜语所困惑。
But that we would all have the answer within our hearts, that is a certainty that our King is coming soon.
而是我们里边心中有这样的确据, 这就是我们的主就要回来了。
And he is that glorious king.
他是那位荣耀的王。
The one who holds all things in his hands.
所有的事情都在他的掌握之中。
And he desires to gather us together and make our hearts whole and complete.
他愿意这样聚集我们, 让我们的心能够完全。
Not just individually, but corporately.
不但是我们个人, 而是我们的全, 团体。
So that together we may not only be able to fulfill his purpose, but also fulfill his heart.
不但能够满足他的旨意,
but have we seen this answer to the riddle yet? Have we heard him whisper into our ears?
你没有听见他向我们的耳中所轻声的细语,
the secrets of his heart.
他的心中的秘密,
let's sing this one more time through.
我们再唱一遍,
and offer ourselves up unto the Lord.
Verse 1.
There's a whisper from the glory of
the glory on the Lord. All the joy my heart is facing as I rest upon his word. And my peace amid the sound of the thunder of
the Lord. The kiss I'm coming soon. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory.
Well, as we were singing that song this morning,
在我们唱这首赞美诗的时候
I could hear again my old friend Wayne from 60 years ago saying, Glory!
我还可以听见在我的耳边回响60年前我的朋友在那边说到这个荣耀。
Boy, at this time, he didn't know that Margaret Barber stole this song and sang about the glory of the coming of the Lord.
他那个时候大概不知道何寿恩教士把这首歌偷去了他在那边唱神的荣耀。
This was actually a Civil War song written by some Christians.
这个其实是美国内战时期基督徒谱写的一首歌曲。
But she gave it these wonderful words.
然而何寿恩教士把这个词这个美好的词谱在放在里面。
Now, you know, it's hard to live with people like Margaret Barber.
跟何寿恩教授教士一起生活不是很容易。
Because her faith was so strong.
因为她的信心是如此的刚强。
It always made us feel weak.
让我们感觉我们的信心何等软弱。
You ever remember, she was the one who was walking down with Watchman Nee one day down the street on New Year's Day.
我们记得有一天在新年的在元旦那一天她跟尼托生弟兄一同在那边行走在街上。
And she said, Brother, what if we turn the corner and the Lord is there?
她说弟兄如果我们刚刚转过街角主就降临了会怎么样
She believed the Lord was coming very soon.
他相信主很快就回来。
I remember one time back in New York, I spoke on the coming of the Lord.
我记得有一次在纽约，我在那边传讲主的再来。
I said, "Isn't it so wonderful? He's coming very soon."
我说是不是主的很快就回来这件事情是非常美妙呢
？And a sister came up to me and said, "Well, I know he's coming, but not very soon."
然后有个姊妹上来对我说，我知道他要回来，但是不会很快吧
？I said, "Well, how do you know?"
我说你怎么知道呢
She says, because first the Antichrist has to come.
她说首先敌基督还没有来呢
And then we have to have 3.5 years of tribulation.
我们还要有三年半的大灾难
And then he's coming.
然后他才会来
I said, so you mean your blessed hope is you're waiting for the tribulation?
我就说如果你等候的祝福是那个大灾难的话
Anybody who has figured out the mystery of the coming of the Lord, is wrong.
所有那些自称为明白基督再来的奥秘的人都是错的。
Glory is a place in the future.
荣耀好像是将来的一个地方。
Glory is a time soon.
而且荣耀好像是要来的一段时日。
And then you can have your theories about how everything's going to take place.
然后你就开始有你的理论说一件事情会怎么发生。
But here is the privilege that we have.
这里是我们在这里所有的一个特权。
In one sense, we don't have to wait for the Lord to come.
从某种意义上来说，我们不用在这里等候主要再来，主的再来。
He will reveal His glory to anyone who pursues Him.
对每一个追求他再来的人，他会向他们显现他的荣耀。
That's what made Margaret Barber such a wonderful saint.
这是让何寿恩教士成为一个荣耀的圣徒的原因。
I'm very excited.
我非常的兴奋。
Like my brother Sun mentioned, we're getting pretty old.
我喜欢孙弟兄提到我们已经很老了。
Whenever I get through with a message, I look outside to see if that shuttle bus has brother Sun on it, myself and Ted taking us out.
信息讲完了以后，我就会走出去，期待着这个。这个车子来载我们三位年长的弟兄。
We're taking the shuttle bus to glory.
我们在这边乘坐这个交通车要进到荣耀里去。
Now the rest of you can go down to the cafeteria for lunch.
然后其余的人就到餐厅去用餐。
But what I'm excited about,
但是我非常兴奋的是
is that the Lord is raising up a young generation.
主在这里兴起一般年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Who once again desire the Lord with all their heart.
他们再次用全心来追求主。
Isn't that wonderful?
何等荣耀。
Oh, Gen X was such a bust.
X 世代的人他们都好像是失败了。
The millennials were too self-centered.
这个新世纪世代的人他们太自我中心了。
I don't know if there's going to be another letter of the alphabet after Z.
我不知道是不是还有另外一个字母在 Z 以后。
I don't think so. So the Lord must be coming soon.
我并不这样认为，所以主一定会很快就再来。
We do a Bible study back on the East Coast.
在东岸我们有查经。
And I just finished going through the Gospel of Matthew.
我们刚刚结束了马太福音的查经。
So I do a study on Monday nights.
我礼拜一的晚上带大家一起读圣经。
And Friday nights of their own free will.Gen Z gets together, verse by verse, checking out the things to find out what mistakes I made.
礼拜五的晚上，这个 Z 世代的年轻弟兄姊妹聚在一起，一段一段，经节一个经节的来核对，是不是 Dana 弟兄犯了任何错误。
And in this pursuit, they have already accomplished the three requirements to see the glory of the Lord.
这样的一个努力的里头，他们已经满足了主要看见主荣耀的三个条件。
Number one,
第一
，to study the word until it becomes heavy.
要来读神的话语，直到你能够读出其中的那个分量。
Number two,
第二
，to know the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
能够认识圣灵的那个丰满。
And number three,
第三
，to consecrate your lives.For the glory of God.
来把你的生命奉献为着神的荣耀。
Now people who stand on the outside and say, well, you know, this is pretty mystical. It's true. It's mystical.
在外面的人，他们看这件事情，觉得这是一件很奥秘的事情，没有错，是非常的奥秘。
But I would challenge you.
但是我要在这边挑战大家。
I know of no faithful servant of the Lord who hasn't seen the glory.
我不认识任何一位神的仆人，他们没有见过神的荣耀。
Now it may be just instinctive.
也许是好像是非常的那种直觉性的。
The Lord through the generations of the church have given a few brothers who have seen and sisters who have seen things very clearly in vision.
每一代的圣徒，主都赐给一些的弟兄姊妹，能够非常清楚的看见他的异象。
And there are those in the body of Christ, thank God.Who were very practical.
我们感谢基督身体里面的圣徒都非常的感谢主，因为这是非常实际的事情。
But the Lord wants even those practical ones to instinctively know this is God, this is glory.
就是那些非常讲究实际的基督徒都应该知道这件事情是何等的重要，清楚的看在异象中间看见神的荣耀。
Well, a funny thing happened to my wife and I when we graduated from college.
对我和我妻子，我们从大学毕业的时候，有一件非常有趣的事情发生。
Now, in college, I majored in business, and she majored in religion.
在大学里边，我的专业是商科，然后我的妻子是宗教研究。
And I became religious, and she became a business person.
毕业以后，我就开始来服侍主，但是她却去做生意。
Now to add to the irony of this whole college experience,
然后我们这种大学的这个经验里边令人讽刺的是
，In my university, I received the reward for the number one business student in the university.
在我的大学，我其实最后得到了这个奖赏，我是头等生在商科里面。
But you see, I didn't tell anybody. I had an advantage over all the other students.
但是我没有跟任何人讲我。跟他们相比，我有一个优点。
Now what was that?
这是什么呢
？Well, all myself along with all of the students were studying economic theory.
我们所有的人都一同来学习关于经济学的理论。
We were studying marketing, bookkeeping.
关于市场学，关于这个会计。
But along with the 16 hours of college work I was taking, I was working 20 hours a week.
我在那边虽然修16个学分，我仍然每周要工作20个小时。
As a junior executive in my father-in-law's company.
在我岳父的公司里边，我是做那样的一个管理者。
So everything I read in those books wasn't a theory. Oh, that's how it works. And we put it to work at the company.
所以在我读书的里面，我发现对我来讲，那都不是理论，而是我可以在工作中间可以应用的。
You see, my father-in-law's company was what they call a mom-and-pop company.
我的岳父的这个公司被称为家庭作坊。
And it needed somebody who actually understood business.
他们需要有人真的明白这个商业的原理。
So that was me, and I could put into play all of these theories we were reading about.
所以我就可以把我学到书本里面学到所有这些理论都可以变成实际。
Meanwhile, the other students who weren't working,
但是同时那些学生没有在上班，没有在工作。
What do we need these economic models for? It's ridiculous.
我们用这些经济的模型做什么呢？好像很可笑。
When you're working on a job, hey, this is important.
但是当你有工作以后，你发现这是非常重要。
Now there are a number of Christians, I don't think any in this audience.
有一些的基督徒，我相信在座不是在其中。
And this is the way they worship.
这是他们如何的来敬拜。
Now, no doubt they're very intelligent.
没有问题，他们都是非常聪明的人。
Now, no doubt they've heard all the theory.
没有问题，他们都明白这些道理。But
they're not in the king's business.
然而他们却没有在主的工作的里面。They're
not serving the Lord.
他们没有在服侍主。They're
dragging their feet.
他们在那边拖人的后腿。Pulling
the rest of the church down.
把整个的教会都带下沉。They're
a wet blanket on the dear sister who believes or the husband who believes.
他们在那边给他们的这些信主的配偶带来一些的麻烦。Now
they say, well, I'm like the disciple doubting Thomas.
他们觉得我有点像这位有怀疑的多马。Except
Thomas gave his life 100% from my Lord and my God.
除了这一点，就是多马他把他的一生都献给了我的主，他的主，他的王。So
the best thing we could say is for everybody.
那我们可以说到关于每个人最好的事情。
By faith, untie your boat from the dock and go out into the waters and see if you can walk on the water when Jesus shows up.
我们每个人都要把我们的船离岸，然后看看当主降临的时候，我们是不是都可以走在水面上。
You won't receive answers if you don't ask, seek, and knock.
如果你没有去祈求，去敲门， 然后去寻求的话，你没有办法有这个答案。Can
you imagine what would happen if Zippy, that's Moses' wife, Zipporah, I think you call her.
你有没有知道摩西的妻子希波拉？
If Zippy followed Moses up on the mountain,
如果摩西在西乃山上，
and she heard Moses say, Oh Lord, show me thy glory.
当他听到摩西在那边向神呼喊说：“主啊，求你彰显你的荣耀给我看。”Zippy
would have said, "Shh, shut up."
那希波拉就会说：“闭嘴。”Don't
you know seeing His glory can cost you your life?
你知道吗？如果你看到了神的荣耀，这个会让你付上生命的代价。She
would have thought Moses was crazy.
他会认为摩西是一个发疯的人。I
hope you're a crazy Christian.
我希望你能够成为一个发疯的基督徒。Now,
I can tell some of you are a little nuts.
我知道我们在座的有些人是很不容易对付的人。But
what I mean is crazy for Christ.
但是我是意味着你为着主耶稣基督来发狂。Because
that's what we want to talk about this morning.
这是我们今天早上要来讲论的。Not
just Christ the Lord of glory.
不仅仅基督这位荣耀的王。But
Jesus, lover of your soul.
而是说到耶稣是我们灵魂的爱人。Now
probably you know that one of the major clusters of the word glory in the Bible are found in the Gospel of John.
我们知道在圣经中间有很多次这个荣耀这个词是在约翰福音里头的。So
if you'll turn to John chapter 1:14, we'll just read a few verses together.
我们一起来读几处的经文，我们先看约翰福音第一章14节。Our
theme verse, which thankfully Brother Kwok didn't steal from me.
我们的主题经文，很高兴国弟兄没有把这句偷走。
Was John 1:14.
是约翰福音一章十四节。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。Those
are the first two of 27 times glory will be mentioned in the Gospel of John.
这是头两次，一共有27次被在约翰福音里面提到。
We'll just look at two further ones in John 17 and verse 22.
我们再继续看一处，就是在第17章第22节。
The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
Wouldn't that be beautiful if brothers and sisters in the same congregation saw the glory of God and found themselves united together?
如果在同一个聚会里的所有的弟兄姊妹因着看见神的荣耀而能够合而为一，这是何等美好。
And then there in chapter 17 and verse 24, still part of Jesus' prayer.
然后到了第24节，还是主耶稣祷告的一个部分。
Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。
For you loved me before the foundation of the world.
因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。
Oh Father,
父啊，
these are my disciples.
这些是你的门徒。
And they see a little bit of glory here.
他们在这边看见一点荣耀。
A little bit of glory there.
另外一边看见一点荣耀。
Will you bring them here, Lord, to your Father's house?
愿你把他们都带到你父的房子里。
Let them see the full expanse of the Lord of glory.
让他们能够看见这位荣耀的主是何等的广大。
I know they had to look through my humanity.
我知道他们必须要借着我的人性来看。
They saw me when I had a hard time sleeping.
他们看见我有些时候难以入睡。
They saw me when I was being beaten around by our persecutors.
他们看见我被逼迫的人在那边追逐。
And I know it hurt them.
我知道他们也受伤害。
And now I want you to show them the radiance of the Lord of glory.
但是我现在愿他们能够看见你这个荣耀的光辉。
So bring them to the Father's house.
所以把他们带到父的家里。
What a prayer.
这是何等的祷告。
God loves us so much, He wants to reveal His Son to us.
神何等的爱我们，他愿意把他的儿子彰显给我们看。
This would be the most pleasurable thing God could do.
这是对神来讲十分让他喜悦的一件事情。
He has shown us bits of His glory here and there, hasn't he?
他在很多的地方都向我们彰显了一点点他的荣耀。
Somehow we have seen the brightness, perhaps.
也许我们能够看见那个荣耀的光明。
Or experience the heaviness of His presence.
或者他同在的时候所带来的那个沉重的分量。
Maybe just a silent word in our heart. Well done, good and faithful servant.
或者在我们心里边能够听见那个声音说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Or maybe at some time He has displayed the power of His cosmos.
或者有些时候我们能够看见他在宇宙中间彰显的那个威荣的力量。
I was a young Christian back a number of years ago when I found out about a brother.
我很多年前我还是一个年轻的基督徒，我了解发现了一位弟兄。
He was a businessman. He loved the Lord. He witnessed and brought many people to Jesus.
他是一位商人，但是他爱主，他带了很多的人信主。
But now he had had an operation on his back. They fused some vertebrae, and he was in such pain. All he could do was lay on the floor.
他的背出了问题，所以做手术，他的脊椎出了问题，他所能做的就是躺在这个地板上。
My father-in-law asked if we could go down to visit him down in Florida, and another 12 or so men came to pray that maybe God in His mercy would heal this man.
我的岳父就问我们能不能一同去，大概跟十几位圣徒一起来为这位弟兄的医治来祷告。
We got to his house, found the door unlocked because he couldn't get up from the floor.To open the door for us.
我们找到了他的房子，他的门没有锁，因为他甚至没有办法站起来锁门。
And so we gathered brothers from North Carolina and Virginia, other places in Florida, myself from New York.
然后我们就在那边北卡，然后弗吉尼亚，还有佛罗里达，我从纽约来，我们一些圣徒聚在一起。
Little did we realize we were having an encounter with glory.
我们没有意料到在那个地方我们与荣耀有一次相会。
And so we began to pray for our brother's healing.
所以我们在那边为我们弟兄得医治祷告。
And a couple of prayers in, one brother stopped.
然后大概有几位祷告以后，然后弟兄就停下了。
He says, I feel, I feel before we can pray for him, I need to confess my sins.
然后他说我需要停下来，我觉得在我们继续祷告之前，我要先认罪。
He asked the Lord to forgive him for getting mad at his wife that day and leaving the home, with things unresolved.
所以他在那边先向主承认那天他发了脾气，他离开他的妻子，然后还有一些没有解决的问题。
Then he asked forgiveness for not reconciling with some brother at church who was over the finance committee or something.
然后他就开始让主原谅他，他在教会的财务上头跟另外一个弟兄的冲突，他还没有解决这个问题。
But wouldn't you know?
你知道吗？
All 12 men in that meeting began to confess their sins.
所有十二位弟兄在那个房间里头都开始为着自己的罪在这边悔改。
None of them, as I recall, were big sins, but sins in the way of praying with holy hands.
我能够记住没有一个人祷告认的罪是多么的严重的罪，但是我们在那边使我们每一个人都能够有一个洁净的手。
And after all of our prayers of confession had been made,
当我们所有人都祷告了，我们所有人都已经悔改了。
I began to sing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, and all of the men joined in.
然后我就开始来唱这个转眼仰望耶稣这首诗歌，然后所有的弟兄们就一同来唱。
Now how do you explain such moments as this?
你怎么样子来解释像这样的一个时刻呢？
A heaviness came into that meeting that forced all of us as men to get out of our chairs and lay down on our face on the ground.
我们所有的十二位弟兄这个时候感觉如此的沉重，我们都站起来，我们都扑倒在那个地板上。
A brightness came into that room, though my eyes were closed, it seemed I was staring at the sunlight.
有一个大光照进这个房间，虽然我的眼睛是闭着的，但是我好像眼睛是看着那个直射的阳光。
And before a soul could pray, Lord Jesus, heal this our dear brother by your mercy.
在我们的魂里边没有办法发出这样的一个祷告，说主啊，求你医治我们的弟兄。
Our brother cried out and groaned a great groan.
然后我们的弟兄他就在那边就是大声的哭喊，他就是有那种沉重的叹息的哭喊。
Stood up on his feet, a healed man.
他就站起来，他就成为一个被医治的人。
Nobody even had a chance to pray for that.
还没有一个人有机会为此祷告。
But we cried for hours.
我们在那边流泪好几个小时。
Now, that's an experience I've never had since.
这样的一个经历我以后再没有经历过。
I could recount some other times where the glory of God came into a room.
我可以记得还有一些场所，还有一些情况，主耶稣的荣耀充满我们的聚会。
Now, brothers and sisters, men cannot orchestrate bringing the glory down.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法用人的方法来把神的荣耀带进到我们的聚会里。
Glory is place sensitive and time sensitive, all in the sovereign will of God.
荣耀是特别的对所在的地点和时间完全非常的敏锐，但是呢它完完全全在神主宰的手中。
And glory may manifest itself in many different ways.
荣耀会用很多不同的方式来彰显。
But it can't help affect your life.
但是它显现了以后你的生命无法不被改变。
So if you even during this weekend have just even heard a whisper from the glory.
所以今天在座的各位，如果我们仅仅能够听见那个细声关于这个荣耀的那个细语。
Stop. Ask the Lord, what was that whisper? Lord, make it clear to me. I didn't quite understand.
要停下来问主说，主啊，你刚才说的是什么？你的耳语，给我说的耳语是什么？我愿意更多的明白。
All of us have the privilege.Of knowing the great and blessed hope of glory because Christ dwells in us.
我们所有的人都有这样的一个特权，我们知道主耶稣基督住在我们的心中，成了有荣耀的盼望。
So last time we took a survey of the glory of God in terms of creation.
上一次我们讲到这个，从我们来讲这个荣耀的历史的时候，说到这个创造的荣耀。
We talked about the progression of glory in a man's life from created glory to transitional glory to a vessel of glory.
我们讲到这个荣耀进一步往前走，讲到人的荣耀从他受造一直到他得救。
We talked about the Father of glory.
我们说到父的荣耀。
And Jesus,
荣耀的父。
The Lord of glory.
我们讲到主耶稣，他是荣耀的主。
And the Spirit of glory.
最后讲到这个荣耀的灵。
Now, is there any glory that I've left out?
有没有任何的荣耀我没有提到呢？
Most of the times in the Bible, glory is talking about the future.
在很多的时候，圣经里面讲到荣耀的时候，都是说到将来。
Colossians 3:4 is familiar to all of us.
哥罗西书三章四节我们都熟悉。
When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Now that's talking about a place.
这是在说到一个地方。
Undefined, maybe you call it heaven, maybe you call it heaven come down to earth.
好像没有办法把它定规，也许是在天堂，也许是地上的天堂。
I remember when I was first saved, one of my favorite songs was Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, filled my soul.
我记得年轻的时候我非常喜欢唱这首诗歌，就是天堂降到地上，他这个荣耀充满我的心，充满我的心。
Boy, when I got saved, I felt so forgiven, so joyful.
当我的罪得赦免以后，我觉得非常的喜乐。
But every time the Lord gives us a whisper from the glory, it's a foretaste of something in the future.
每一次主他的荣耀让我们能够瞥见一点点的时候，那是一个预尝将来那个荣耀的一点点。
God's eternal purpose is He's taking everything and drawing it together into a final glorious purpose.
神永远的旨意就是把我们每一个人将来都要带到那个最终的那个丰满的荣耀里。
As I tell the young people,
我对年轻人这样说，
God brings down from heaven on a big crane a powerful electromagnet.
神好像用一个那个大吊车把天堂用一块大的吸铁石一样把它降临。
And if it gets too near your head, its magnetism grabs you and takes you up.
然后当这个吸铁石到了你的头顶的时候，它就把你吸上去。
He's summing up all things in Christ.
他就把所有的事物最后都在基督里边同归于一。
He's heading up all things in Christ.
他就让基督做头，把我们所有的人都在他的里面合而为一。
God's great electromagnet, the Holy Spirit, is sucking us all up into higher ground.
神的圣灵就像那个电磁铁一样，就把我们所有这些人都带离这个地。
Glory is the end game of God.
荣耀就是主一切工作的那个结局。
He's gathering the church toward this goal. He's gathering the saints toward this goal.
他把圣徒们召聚，他把众教会建成，都是朝着那样一个目标而去。
He's gathering creation toward this goal.
他把万物造物都朝向那个方向。
In these days, these last days, God's working together all things for good is an explanation of how He's bringing everything into that glory.
特别在这个末后的时代，我们知道他让万事互相效力，都是为着要达到他那个最终的那个目的。
And in our present dispensation, the Holy Spirit is the glorifier who's bringing us in transition from glory to glory.
在我们现今的这个时代，圣灵就是这位改变我们一切，让我们能够荣上加荣。
Now the world simply can't understand what glory means.
但是这个世界没有办法明白到底什么叫荣耀。
Well, they think because they know about religious people, glory means some kind of a shining, some kind of a brightness.
当然他们也许知道说你们这些信宗教的人好像荣耀对你们来说是意味着一些光明的东西。
But once you've been touched by glory, it begins to explain a lot of things.In your life.
但是如果你曾经被荣耀抓住的话，他就开始给你解释很多的事情。
So Paul in Romans 8:18 says, I consider the sufferings of this present time as not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to be revealed to us.
所以保罗在罗马书八章十八节说，他说我们现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意。
And if you have seen the glory,
如果你曾经看过荣耀，见到过荣耀。
When somebody has a vision,
当有人看见了异象。
For a Christian, there's only one way through the door.
对基督徒来讲，只有一件事情可以让你入门。
Jesus is the door to glory.
耶稣基督是这位进入荣耀的唯一的门。
Do you want to see the glory of God?
你想看见神的荣耀吗？
You got to go through Jesus.
你必须要经过耶稣基督。
You want to see the glory of heaven?
你愿意见到天堂的荣耀吗？
You gotta go through Jesus.
你必须要经过耶稣。
It's just like the book of Revelation.
就好像启示录这本书。
I like to say it simply is this.
我要简单的这样说。
John was on the Isle of Patmos so discouraged because the seven churches were falling away from glory.
因着亚细亚七个教会的光景低落，约翰在拔摩海岛上好像感觉很沮丧。
And God's Father said, Jesus, show him what's going on.
然后父神就说，耶稣啊，然后让他看见到底是在真实发生什么。
Suddenly John looked up. He saw the Lord of glory.
突然约翰就抬头看见了这位荣耀的主。
He saw the Lord of glory in the midst of all the churches holding the golden lampstand.
他看见了这位荣耀的主，他在这七个教会中间行走，手中握着那个金灯台。
When he saw that, he saw everything's going to be okay.
当他看见了这一点，他就知道说一切都会好起来。
There's an old song I remember when I was first saved. They used to sing it on the television, on the gospel choirs. It says, We win, hallelujah, we win. I read the back of the book and we win.
我记得在我年轻刚得救的时候，我们唱的一首歌经常在电台也播送，说到就是我们赢了，因为我们在圣经最后那卷书间看见说我们都已经赢了。
Now I hope you read the whole Bible, but have you read the back of the book?
我希望你已经读过整本圣经了，但是你有没有读过圣经最后一卷书？
My wife loves to read novels.
我的妻子喜欢读小说。
Sometimes she sneaks to the end.
有些时候她会偷偷的先看最后的结果。
Well, if you've opened the book of Revelation, there's the doorway into what's going to happen.
如果你读启示录的话，你就会看见那是一个通向最后，你能看见最终结局的那个门路。
The whole destiny of the world is held in the scroll by the Lamb of God, and He is opening the seals one by one as everything moves toward glory and the heavenly Jerusalem.
所有这个万物的结局都被写在那个卷上，那个羔羊就把那个卷从神的手中拿下来，把它解开，我们能够看见那个最终的那个荣耀。
This is a big, big thing.
这是一个广大的庞大的事情。
Just think of all that stuff in the book of Revelation.
我们想一想启示录里边所记载的那些伟大的事情。
And yet the whole book of Revelation is about the victory of the Lamb of God.
整个启示录给我们看见神羔羊的那个得胜。
Oh, what a wonderful glory that will be.
这是一个何等荣耀的得胜。
And so when we see that glory, Peter had to call it what? You remember on the mountain when Jesus was transformed.
当我们看见这样的荣耀的时候，你记得彼得当他最后提到他们在变化山上所见到的那件事情。
So if Peter were back in my Baptist church way many years ago, he would have said, majestic glory.
如果用我过去那个弟兄来引用这句话的话，那么彼得就在那边说，我能够看见那个极大的荣光。
That's what he called it in 2 Peter, the majestic glory.
这是在彼得后书那边所提到的，是一个极大的荣光。
And Paul calls it the exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
那么保罗称它为极重无比、存到永远的那个荣耀。
Now for us to understand and see glory, we have to have In the last days, the spirit of prophecy, the testimony of Jesus.
为着我们能够在这个末世能够看见这个荣耀的话，我们需要有那个预言中的那个灵。
For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
因为基督的见证，耶稣的见证就是这个预言的灵，就是为耶稣做的见证。
And what does that mean?
这意味着什么呢？
All the prophecies variously given in the Old Testament in some way are pointing to the testimony of Jesus.
在旧约里边所有那些预言从某种方式上来讲它都是指向最后的那个耶稣的见证。
And so we find our theme verse in Isaiah 43 verse 7 right in the middle of a prophecy.
所以我们就在这个预言的中间找到了我们这个特会的这个主题经文，就是以赛亚书43章第七节。
This is a prophecy of one who has seen the glory of the Lord.
这个预言，这位先知的，他就是那位看见了神荣耀的一个先知。
And not just the glory of the Lord, but the glory of the Lord on his throne.
不仅仅看见了神的荣耀，而且看见了神在宝座上的荣耀。
I don't know if you've seen how the book of Isaiah works itself out.
我不知道你知不知道这个以赛亚书它是 他讲的事情讲得非常多非常快。
But after seeing the Lord of glory, first Isaiah found out his name was Emmanuel, God with us.
他见到宝座上荣耀之后，他才了解主的名字叫以马内利。
And then the Lord said, "Do you see me? I'm the Lord on the throne."
主说，你看见了我吗？我是在宝座上的那位主。
And in chapters 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
然后在第13章、14章、15、16、17、17章。
I, Jehovah, the Lord of glory.
我耶和华荣耀的神。
Here's what I say about Egypt.
这是我对埃及所说的话。
Here's what I say about Tyre.
这是我对推罗所说的话。
Here's what I say about Philistia.
这是关于腓力士地所说的
话。Here's what I say about Assyria.
这是我关于叙利亚说的话。
Here's what I say about Babylon.
这是我关于巴比伦的预言。
And Isaiah saw the world under the throne of the majestic glory.
以赛亚在这边看见万国都是在这个荣耀宝座的管制之下。
And because of that, the Lord kept opening up his heart so that when Isaiah became an old man,
因为这样，所以以赛亚当他年老的时候，
I don't know if that's possible, but maybe even as old as Godwin's son.
我不知道是不是有可能，他可能像孙弟兄那么老。
And as he realized by prophetic burden that Judah was about to go into captivity to Babylon.
借着这个预言的那个分量沉重，他看见了犹大有一天要被掳，被掳到巴比伦。
The Lord said, "Isaiah, look up."
主说，以赛亚，你往上看。
Even though my people are going into captivity,
虽然我的民要被掳
，they are mine.
他们还是属于我的。
I got a plan.
我有一个计划。
You see, we just read that verse 7, but look at Isaiah. If you just turn there for a second, we're going to skim a few verses here. If you don't
我们可以翻到以赛亚书，虽然我们只读了第七节。
And Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, here's the context of our wonderful theme.
这个就是我们看第一节，这个是它的那个上下文。
But now thus says Jehovah, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, fashioned you as his potter, O Israel,Do not fear, I have redeemed you, I have called you by my name, you are mine.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提名召你，你是属我的。
And then our brother Ted brings out verse 4. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you.
彭弟兄提到了第四节，因为我看你为宝为尊，又因我爱你，所以我使人代替你，使列邦人替换你的生命。
Wait. The Lord is saying this about his children who are basking in idolatry?
等一下，主用这样的话去对那些沉迷在偶像崇拜、拜偶像的那个错误的里面的百姓说的话吗？
He says, you were precious in my sight.
他说我看你为宝为尊。
And actually what it says in the Hebrew is, and you have been gloried by me.
在希伯来原文里头他的意思就是你们已经被你们我已经使你们得荣耀。
And I have loved you.
我爱你们。
And so I say to Babylon, verse
6, 第六节所以我对巴比伦
说 I say to the north, give them up to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
我要对北方说交出来对南方说不要拘留将我的众子从远方带来将我的众女从地极领回
Isn't that wonderful?
这是何等奇妙
This is a promise that the children of Israel held on to while they were in Babylonian captivity.
当以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦之后这个就是那个预言他们能够继续在那边持抓住
The Lord says, I'm Jehovah, see, I know the end from the beginning.
主说我是耶和华我知道结局是什么样子
You get down toward the end of the chapter, verse 18 and 19.
你再继续走到这个章的结尾，到第十八节、十九节。
Now, don't remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。看哪。我要做一件新事如今要发现你们岂不知道吗我必在旷野开道路在沙漠开江河。
Jesus said to his disciples, when you see all this tribulation all about, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh.
耶稣对他的门徒说, 当你们看见这一切大灾难的事情的时候, 你们要抬头看, 因为你们的救赎临近。
Now when we come to the Gospel of John, it was written full of glory.
当我们来到约翰福音的时候, 里面充满了荣耀。
It was written to reveal God's glory in a special way.
因为这本书用一种特别的方式向我们彰显神的荣耀。
Even there in the first century, many, many people got saved.
甚至在第一世纪, 因此很多很多的人就得救。
But the church devolved from a testimony of Jesus to a large house where there were vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor.
可惜就是教会开始走下坡路, 他们开始从耶稣的见证, 最后沦为一个大户的人家, 就是有很多的。
And if you look in the book of Revelation, the church had gotten busy, sometimes preaching, sometimes serving, sometimes following doctrines, sometimes falling asleep, sometimes getting rich.
所以你看见启示录那边讲到这些教会的光景, 就是他们虽然还有劳苦的服侍, 但是有些时候他们去追随这些各种的教训, 然后他们有些是在睡觉。
And the Lord said, John, time for you to write something.
所以那个时候主说, 约翰, 现在你要写下来。
Time for you to write about my glory.
现在你要把我的荣耀这件事情写下来。
The saints have got into salvation and they've missed the Savior.
那些圣徒得救了, 但是他们却失去了这位救主。
I want you to share about the glory that can be seen in Jesus Christ.
我愿意你写下来, 使他们能够看见救主耶稣基督的荣耀。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John says,
约翰说, 道成了肉身, 住在我们的中间,
and we beheld his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
Now because of that, some Bible teachers think that this is John talking about when John saw him up on the Mount of Transfiguration.
有些圣经学者说, 他这样说, 是因为他记得他们在变化山上看见过主耶稣的荣光。
But that's not what John's talking about.
这其实不是约翰在这边所说的。
He's not talking about when Jesus was changed into glory for a moment.
他不是在说那个好像只是瞬间主耶稣被改变成为有荣光的。
He says, when Jesus came to earth, we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
他说我们见过他的荣光, 是他作为人道成肉身, 作为父独生子的那个荣光, 是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
You see, the glory of God cannot be seen by sinful man or he will die.
我们要记得, 神的荣耀, 我们这些罪人是没有办法看见的, 我们看的时候, 我们会死的。
But God says, I am going to refract my glory in my Son in such a way that sinners can see him.
然后神就说, 我要把我的荣耀折射一下, 装在一个肉身的里面,好使这些罪人他们能够看见却不会死。
And so John writes a gospel that includes two different strategies for revealing the glory of the Father.
所以约翰就写了福音书, 他有两个办法能够让我们能够看见神的荣耀。
As you know, he showed seven, some people say eight signs. I am.
他让我们能够看见父的荣耀, 我们记得主耶稣的七个或者八个神迹那边说到我是。
I am the light of the world. I am the bread of heaven. I am the true door.
我是世界的光, 我是天上的粮, 我是生命的粮, 我是羊的门。
And he gave some signs.
然后他也给了一些神迹。
Some say they were miracles.
也有人称他为神迹。
But John says, no, they're signs.
然后约翰说, 不只是神迹, 而是一个标记。
There's signs that are pointing to something.
那个标记是让指向, 是指向某件事情。
It's not that Jesus is the light of the world, but when Jesus healed the man born blind, that was a sign to show Jesus is the light of the world.
他说, 不是只是让这个瞎子的眼睛拨开, 能够看见那个光, 而是说耶稣就是那个光。
And so there was all of these miracles, the changing of water into wine.
所有这些神迹, 好像比如说把水变成酒。
And at the end of that John chapter 2, verse 11, it says, the beginning of his signs Jesus did in this turning water into wine and manifested his glory.
在第二章十一节那边说到他行的这一头一件神迹之后是为着显出他的荣耀来。
Water into wine.
把水变成酒。
The head of the feast said, glory.
这个管宴席的人在那边就说到荣耀。
But then at the very end of the gospel, John says in a summary way in verse 30 and 31 of chapter 20.
到了最后在约翰福音二十章结尾的时候他说,
therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these which have been written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹,没有记在这书上,但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督,是神的儿子,并且叫你们信了他,就可以因他的名得生命。
So John's collected signs were all pointing to Jesus, the I am.
所以约翰在这边收集了所有这些标记,让我们看见说耶稣是基督。
And when people saw those signs, they believed.
当人们看见了这些神迹和标记的话,他们就相信了。
But here is where the gospel is quite unique.
这里是这本福音书它的独特的点。
Unlike Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
与马太、马可和路加福音不一样的点,
you'll remember that the Gospel of John is actually a list of a number of personal encounters with people.
我们记得在约翰福音里边,他记了很多次个人跟主耶稣基督之间的那个问答。
And the reason he tells these stories is so that you can see God through the way Jesus talked and treated these various people.
所以借着主耶稣如何的来对待,如何的来帮助和教导这些个人,我们能够看见神的那个父神的那个荣耀。
Jesus came to this earth with one great burden.
主耶稣带着一个极重的一个负担来到这个世界。
I want people to see the glory of my Father.
我让所有的人都能够看见我父的那个荣耀。
To the Jews, God was great.
对犹太人来讲,
so holy.
他是何等的圣洁,
you can't even say his name.
我们都不能甚至说他的名字。
When you read in the Old Testament and it comes to Jehovah, you can't use that.
当你读旧约圣经的时候, 当提到耶和华的时候, 你不能把他那个名字拼出来。
And every time they read it, they change it to Adonai, which means Lord, instead of Jehovah.
每一次当要提到他的时候, 他们就用这个, Adonai这个字, 而不是, 就是主这个字, 而不是说到耶和华。
And in their prayers, they wouldn't even say, Oh God, they would say, Oh, the name, Hashem.
他们祷告的时候, 他们并没有说, Oh, 神啊, 他们就是说到, Hashem.
Now, what is this God like?
那么这个神到底是什么样子呢?
Jesus said, Let me show them what my Father is really like.
耶稣说, 让我来向他们彰显,向他们显示我的父到底是什么样子。
So I want to share with you five principles that Jesus used to show the Father's glory.
我要跟大家分享五个原则,耶稣怎么样子来向我们彰显父的荣耀。
But these are also teachable moments to show us how to reveal the Father's glory.
这同时也教导我们如何来彰显父的荣耀。
So now the first principle is this.
第一个原则,
He sought the Father's glory, not his own.
他在这边寻求,单单的寻求父的荣耀,一点不寻求自己的荣耀。
In John 5:41, he says, I do not receive glory from men.
第五章第四十一节,他说,我不受从人来的荣耀。
John 5:44, How can you believe when you receive glory from one another, and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God?
44节说,你们互相受荣耀,却不求从独一之神来的荣耀,怎么能信我呢?
In John 7:18, He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory.
第七章十八节,他说,人凭着自己说,是求自己的荣耀。
He who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
唯有求那猜他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他的心里没有不义。
Jesus wasn't interested in sharing his own glory.
主耶稣对他自己彰显自己的荣耀这件事情没有兴趣。
He had a higher, nobler task. I want to show the glory of my Father.
他有一个更高、更神圣的一个使命，就是我要把我父的荣耀彰显出来。
The second principle of his revelation of glory.
关于他启示荣耀的第二个原则。
It was very clear that as a servant with this goal of glory,
非常的知道，就是作为仆人来讲，他的目标是那个荣耀。
His whole life must be, not my will, but thine be done.
为此，他的一生都要活在这样的一个里面，就是不是照着我的意思，而是愿你的旨意成就。
More than five times in the Gospel of John, we have this unique expression.
一共有五次在约翰福音里面提到的这个非常独特的一个表达表述。
I like the particular translation I use in English, which says, I do nothing of my own initiative.
我很喜欢我们用英文的这样一个表述，就是说我自己不去主动提出要做什么。In
the Greek, it actually says, I do nothing out of myself.
在希腊文里边，他的意思就是说，从我的自己里边，我不愿意去做任何的事情。You
may note these verses.
这些经文。In
John chapter 5, verse 30.
第5章第30节。I
can do nothing of my own initiative. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I don't seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。Now
you know every human being, including our Lord Jesus, can judge things.
我知道每一位人，包括我们的主耶稣基督作为人，他也可以来判断这件事，他可以来做审判的事。And
no one, in fact, could judge more honestly and correctly than Jesus himself.
事实上，没有任何人比耶稣基督，没有耶稣基督比任何人都有资格来做审判。But
when he felt the urge to judge, he went.
但是当他里边有一个冲动要审判的时候，他就会停下来。Father,
what do you think about this?
他就问父神说：“父啊，你觉得怎么样？”
Or we have John chapter 8, verse 28.
然后约翰福音8章28节。
Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you'll know that I am He, and do nothing of myself, but I speak the things as the Father taught me."
你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话，乃是照着父所教训我的。
What do you think? Jesus as a human being had a lot of things he could say.
你知道吗？作为一个人，耶稣他可以说很多的话。
He could look at Peter and say, Peter, take off those flip-flops. You're on holy ground.
他可以对彼得说，彼得啊，把你的拖鞋脱下来，因为你现在站在圣地。
But he didn't.
他没有。
He waited to see, Father, do you want to say something to Peter?
他等候说，父啊，你是不是要有话要对彼得说呢？
Or in John chapter 8:42.
或者是到了42节，8章42节。Jesus
said to him, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and have come from God. I've not even come of my own initiative.
倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来，并不是由着自己而来，乃是他差我来的。
Up in heaven before he ever broke through the clouds, Jesus said,
在天堂，他还没有穿云而过来到地上的时候。
Father, we must do something to save this world from sin.
他对父说，父啊，我们要做一些事情来拯救这些罪人。
Should I go down?
我应该下去吗？
The father said, it's time, my son.
然后父亲就说，时候到了，你去吧。
His coming to earth was perfectly under the timing of his father.
他来到世上的那个时间
John chapter 12, verse 49.
约翰福音12章49节。
Again, I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak.
再一次说到这件事情，因为我没有凭自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么，讲什么。
Well, no wonder his parables were so clever.
这实在是一个，这是那个原因，为什么他所给的比喻都是那么奇妙。
Well, no wonder his simple words cause convictions and salvation.
难怪他所说的简单的话就可以让人知罪，让人悔改。
Or John chapter 14 verse 10.
或者我们再来到约翰福音十四章第十节。
He says to his disciples, Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own initiative, but the Father abide in me, does his works.
他对门徒们说，我在父里边，父在我里面，你们不信吗？我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父，做他自己的事。
Thomas, Thomas, do you really think I did those miracles?
多玛，多玛，你真的是认为是我在那边行那些神迹吗
？I didn't do those miracles. The Father did His works through me. Thomas, don't you see that yet?
多玛，你有看清楚了吗？不是我在那边做神迹，是住在我里边的父借着我来行这些神迹。
Thomas, if you have seen me, you've seen the Father.
多玛，你看见了我，你就已经看见了父。
Don't you get it?
你明白吗
？So the second principle is not my will, but thine be done.
所以第二个原则就是不是照着我的意思愿你的唯愿你的旨意成就。
The third demonstration of the glory of the Father was the third principle.
第三个原则彰显父的荣耀。
I offer my burdens and my trials to be used for your glory.
我把我的负担重担和我的这些试炼我都把它献给神是为着你的荣耀。
Ah, times of testing, times of suffering.
所以这是那个测试考试的考试的时刻。
Jesus offered them up believing and trusting the Father would get glory out of the mess.
在所有这些难处的里面耶稣就把一切都献给神然后在这些里边能够彰显父的荣耀。
So you remember the mess in John chapter 11 when Lazarus died.
所以你记得在约翰福音十一章里边遇见的那个难处就是拉撒路。
And all the trouble with the disciples about going back and about Martha and Mary if you'd only been here.
所以那个时候门徒们也都是想到去那个地方多困难然后马大玛利亚他们心里边的那个愁苦悲伤。
Here's what Jesus said.
那么主耶稣在这边说
In 11:4, but when Jesus heard this, he said, This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God.
第十一章第四节，耶稣听见就说，这病必不至于死，乃是为着神的荣耀。
And he said to his dear sister Mary, in verse 40, Did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?
到第四十节，他对玛利亚说的这样的话你若信 我不是告诉你吗你若相信就必见神的荣耀
Mary, Martha, this tragedy of your brother Hang on, you're about to see glory Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
马大玛利亚你们遇见这个难处我知道你们要在这边坚持到最后你们要看见神的荣耀你们相信吗
Oh, it's one thing to say Oh yeah,I believe Romans 8:28.
当然我们会说我相信罗马书八章二十八节我是相信。
But how glorious that when you're going through difficulties you say, I believe God's going to get glory out of this.
但是如果你真正遇见难处你在那个难处的里面的时候你能够这样子来宣告说我知道最后神会得到荣耀。
And the fourth principle, which is just an extrapolation of the third.
第四个原则就好像是第三个原则里面衍生出来的。
My cross, I endure for your glory.
我的十字架，我要来忍受，为着神的荣耀。
When Jesus knew his hour had come to come to the cross,
当主知道他的时间到了，他要到十字架上去的时候
，He believed the glory of God would shine out of that terrible death.
他相信说。在那个可怕的死亡的里面父的荣耀要被彰显出来。
So we have in John chapter 12, verse 23.
所以到了十二章二十三节。
Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在地告诉你们一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多籽粒来。
And then in verse 27 and 28 of chapter 12, he says, "Now my soul has become troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify thyself."
27节，我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
But the fifth principle he operated on was the most unique of all.
第五个原则，那就是最独特的一个原则。
Because he believed the Father's glory would be his glory as well.
因为他相信父的荣耀最后要成为他的荣耀。
And so we read those wonderful verses in the whole prayer of chapter 17, which we don't have time to go through.
所以我们就来到了约翰福音17章那个荣耀的祷告。
But look at the verse 1 of the prayer in chapter 17.
就看第一节。
Jesus spoke these things and lifting up his eyes to heaven. He said, Father, the hour has come.Now glorify your son, that your son may glorify thee.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
Father, the time of the cross has come.
父啊，十字架的时刻到了。
You know my heart's desire.
你知道我的心愿。
I want you to be glorified.
我盼望你得着荣耀。
So as I lay upon that cross,
当我被钉在十字架上的时候，
Would you glorify me so that I could glorify you?
愿你来荣耀我，好使我能够荣耀你。
And verse 4 again, I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you've given to me. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
第四节，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
If you set as your purpose in life to glorify the Father, He will glorify you.
如果你生活的那个原则是要来荣耀父的话，那么他就会让你得到荣耀。
It's perfectly right in the church and in the gospel that you should seek reward, to seek the glory of God, to seek His approval.
是如果我们在生活或者服事里边来追求神的荣耀，追求神的赞许和奖赏的话，这件事情是对的。
But the way is not by seeking your own glory, it's by seeking His glory, and then you are glorified.
然而通向这个奖赏的道路，就是你不要寻求自己的荣耀，而是要寻求神的荣耀，那么最后你就会得着荣耀。
So you remember when Jesus met the two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
你记得耶稣遇见那两位去以马忤斯的门徒。
And they were trying to figure out what was going on.
他们在那边好像没有办法明白到底发生了什么。
Jesus said, was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter his glory?
耶稣对他们说，基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
And so as we find in a theme time and time again, the way of suffering is the way through to glory.
所以我们就一再的看见这件事情，就是借着受难，借着受苦进到荣耀里面。
Now we come back to Jesus who revealed the glory of the Father full of grace and truth.
然后我们来到这个主题，看见主耶稣彰显了父的荣耀，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Now Jesus had a burden to share this glory of the Father.
主耶稣有这样的一个负担，要来分享父神的荣耀。
And he showed it through these interviews that he had with individuals throughout the gospel.
他就在这本福音书里面所记载的跟那些个人的谈话里面，他要来彰显父的荣耀。
Now we all know these stories, the woman at the well and so on and so forth.
我们都记得这些故事，比如说这个在井旁的妇人。
But they're so familiar to us that we may be overlooking that these were ways Jesus is showing us how to deal with sinners so that they may be saved.
但是我们都把这些故事太熟悉，我们当作平常，我们忘记了主耶稣是要借着这些事情来向我们教导我们怎么样子能够借着这样子的一种问答，然后让人来得救。
Not only sinners, but the Jews had a completely distorted idea of who God really is.
不仅仅是让罪人得救，而是让这些犹太人他们已经有一种完全弯曲的观念，关于神的观念。
And so I'm going to put John's testimony in my own words.
所以我就把在这里把约翰的那个见证用我的话来说。
As I watched Jesus, he was dealing with all mankind.
当我在那边观察耶稣他如何的跟所有的这些人类打交道的时候
But not at all as we expected God to do.
但是好像并不是我们所期待着他会那样做的
We expected him to deal with anger, with judgment, with criticism.
我们期待着他会对这些罪人他是会带着仇恨带着批评带着论断
We thought God would come and speak to sinners with condemnation and separation and repentance.
我们会记得说耶稣来传福音的时候会对这些罪人说要为他们要他们定罪然后要跟他们分开。
But we saw God our Father dealing with these sinners with love, respect, care, patience, drawing,
然而我们看见父借着儿子所做传福音的方式是带着尊重带着爱带着关怀带着耐心带着理解
Now Jesus was the most wonderful spiritual boxer on the face of the earth
主耶稣基督是在地上生活最好的那个拳击家
He has a 1-2 punch that can save the sinner
他就有那么一套组合拳，两下就把罪人打倒。
Grace, truth.
他用两击就可以把罪人击倒，就是恩典、真理。
The 1-2 punch.
这就是那第一拳、第二拳的那套组合。
That's how God deals with sinners.
这个是神如何来对待罪人。
So John says, well, let me give you some examples. I remember.
我给你大家一些例子。
You know, there in John chapter 1, Philip ran over to the village and said, Oh, Nathaniel, Nathaniel, we have met the Messiah.
在约翰福音第一章你记得腓力跑到村庄里边把拿但叶找来说我们遇见了基督。
And what did old Nate say?
那这个拿但叶怎么说呢
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢
You see, that's religion.
你知道这个是一个宗教观念。
He's a Jew. People from Nazareth are Jews, but we're better Jews than they are.
他是一位犹太人，然后拿撒勒人好像也是犹太人，但是我们是比他们更好的犹太人。
And then suddenly Jesus comes upon them.
然后耶稣就突然来到他们的中间。
And Jesus goes, boom.
然后耶稣就出了第一拳。
A true Israelite in whom is no guile.
拿但叶啊，这是个真以色列人，在他的心中是没有诡诈的。
Ooh, he was such a judgmental hypocrite.
他拿但叶是这样的一个充满了论断的这样的一个伪善者。
Ooh, he got it in the gut.
突然他的好像腹部就受了一拳。
He said, "How do you know me?"
你怎么认识我呢
？And Jesus said, "You know, just back a while ago, you were sitting under a tree, and I saw you there."
耶稣就对他说不久以前你在那个无花果树底下的时候我就看见你了。
Nathaniel said, what? This guy's got his eye on me?
拿但叶说哇这个人他一直看着我。
He's got his eye on me. God has his eye on me. Truly you're the Messiah, the Son of God.
确确实实神他的眼目一直在放在我的身上你实在是以色列的王你实在是神。
Jesus said, Nate,Let me tell you what's going to happen.
耶稣就对他说拿但叶我要告诉你会发生什么。
You walk with me, and you're going to see that I am the ladder up to heaven, and heaven's coming down, and earth is going up, and the angels are going to be coming up and down on me with glory. Hang out here with me. I invite you to be my disciple.
他就邀请拿但叶来做他的门徒跟随他应许他说你必看见天开了神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
Nathaniel was caught 100%.
所以拿但叶就在这里完全的被主得着了。
That old Negro spiritual goes, God wants you 100%. 99 and a half won't do.
黑人他们的这个福音歌曲就唱到说，必须要是百分之百的被主得着，99.5%都不行。
Oh, such truth, such grace.
这是何等的恩典，这是何等的真
理。Now you know the story about changing water into wine.
大家都知道这个以水变酒的故事。
But it always captures our attention the way Mary says, Jesus, Jesus, there's an emergency. They run out of wine.
我们总是注意到他的母亲对他说，耶稣啊，现在有了一个紧急的情况，他们没有酒了。
Solomon and Zelda, they run out of wine. It's so embarrassing. Well, Jesus, you got to do something about it.
他们婚礼上没有酒，这是何等令人沮丧的一件事情。我需要做些事情。
Boom, the truth.
然后主耶稣出的那一拳是真理。
I don't do anything because you tell me I have to do something right now.
我不会因着你告诉我现在需要做这个事情而去做。
Let me ask the Father and see if this is time to do something.
等一下，让我问一下父，现在是不是到了做这件事情的时间？
And then instead of him doing something right there, where Mary would go around and say, "Ah, that's my boy Jesus. He just turned the water into wine."
他没有好像就是让做一件事情让他的母亲可以在那里面骄傲地说哦，这是我的儿子他可以让你这个水变成酒。
Jesus said, Mary, go sit down, sit down.
耶稣说玛利亚你先坐下。
Now you servants, take that water, take it to the head of the feast. And of course, what he did was, boom, grace.
然后他就让这些仆人把那个水舀起来到那管筵席的那边去说他这样做就是那个恩典。
He did a secret miracle.
他做了这样，他行了这样的一件秘密的神迹。
Nobody knew what happened.
没有人知道发生了什么。
Suddenly, it's the best wine.
转眼之间，这成了上好的酒。
Forget California, straight from France.
不是从加州来的，是从法国进口。
Where did you get that wine?
你从哪里买到这样的酒呢
？Everybody says, I don't know.
每个人都说我不知道。
You see, God's grace, He's not trying to show off.
我们知道神的恩典他不是为了在那边显扬自己。
What is he doing?
炫耀自己。他在做什么呢
?He's saying, you know, I love weddings.
他说你知道吗我非常喜欢那些服务生。
I love feasting.
哦我非常喜欢我喜爱婚礼我喜爱这个婚宴。
May the Lord bless you in your marriage and let this be a little something.
愿主祝福你的婚姻。愿这个成为对你的一个祝福。
How many times have you been secretly blessed by God?
多少次神
Just between you and him.
多少次神在隐秘处祝福你。
Nobody has to know, but this is for you.
其他人不需要知道，这是在你和神之间。
Oh, is that the God that you would think if you were a Jew?
感谢主。如果你觉得自己是一个像犹太人一样的人
Well, we jump to chapter 3 in Nicodemus.
我们来到第三章看尼哥底母的故事
Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛
Not only a Pharisee, a teacher of the people. An exceptional Pharisee.
他不仅仅是个法利赛人他还是一个非常出色的法利赛人他要教导犹太人
The Pharisees unilaterally treated Jesus with disdain.
你知道犹太人他们是这样子的藐视耶稣
But now one is sneaking in at the night time to talk to him.
但是他们中间有一位晚上悄悄的来要跟耶稣交谈
Now what's he going to do?
他要做什么
Hypocrite!
主耶稣会不会说你这位伪善的假冒伪善的
How dare you come to me after the things you said behind my back? I know everything you said.
我知道你在背后说我什么你怎么能胆敢晚上来见我
No.
没有。
Hey, Nick, what do you want?
他就跟他说尼哥底母你想要什么
Now, Nicodemus was an academic, and so he had a lot of questions.
尼哥底母是一个学者所以他有很多的问题。
Now, I hope you see that Jesus dealt patiently and with respect this man.
我盼望你能够看见主耶稣是带着耐心他来带着爱心来接受这样的一个人。
Because the Jesus had made no difference. He was a Pharisee or a Sadducee or whatever. He was a seeker of something.
无论他是法利赛人还是撒都该人，在耶稣基督的眼里，他都是一位慕道的朋友。
Now, Jesus had to give him a little punch of truth.
主耶稣必须要用这个真理的权来打他。
As he talked to him about being born from above, he said, "Now, you're a teacher of Israel, and you don't know these things. Why? I've told you earthly things you don't believe. How will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?"
他就跟他讲说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我对你说地上的事，你尚且不信；若说天上的事情，如何能信呢？
And rather than oppose his opponent, he won him and saved him.
他没有在那边与他的敌人作对，而是在那边去 接纳他，而且赢得他，最后使他得救。
By making him seek the things that are above.
让他能够看见，并且去追寻那天上的。
Well, then we get to chapter 4. Now, hardly need to speak about the woman at the well, right?
我们来到第四章，我们好像几乎不用谈论这个井边的妇人。
How does God treat a nasty woman?
神如何的来对待这位很难对付的妇人？
She's been divorced a whole bunch of times.
她大概离过好几次婚。
She is a smart aleck.
她是这样子的一个很聪明绝顶的人。
She's disrespectful.
而且她很不尊重人。
How is Jesus going to treat her?
那么主耶稣要如何来对待她呢？
Excuse me. Can I have some water from your pitcher?
对不起，我可以从你的那个罐子里头喝一点水吗？
She was so surprised. What God? The Jews don't even talk with me.
然后他是非常骄傲的，他说：“你们这些犹太人，甚至没有其他犹太人，甚至跟我交谈的。”
Not only that, but you can tell I'm here in the middle of the day, so things aren't going so well with the rest of my friends.
但不仅如此，我们现在就刚好在日午，我的很多的其他的同伴都做的不是很好。
And next thing you know, Jesus is saying, "Hey."Would you like some living water? I got some living water for you.
就在这个时刻，主耶稣对他说：“你想要得到活水吗？我有一些活水给你。”
What's going on here? This isn't God. Who is this?
所以他就非常的好奇，到底发生了什么？他到底是谁？
So he invited her for a drink.
主耶稣邀请他来喝。
And she started arguing and reasoning.
然后他就开始来跟主耶稣讲道理。
And he listened.Enjoying her cunning arguments.
然后在那个主耶稣就在那边慢慢的听，然后好像在那边享受他这个看起来很狡猾的一些证据。
Oh, but he had her in a dialogue of truth, you see.
然后他就在那边，他们在那边就有这样的一个交谈，是关于真理的。
Finally, he talked her into having a drink of grace.
到最后，主耶稣让他能够同意要来喝这个恩典的水。
Dum, go call your husband.
去叫你的丈夫来。
Well, which one of the five? Or actually, and things took on a whole different frame, didn't they? Yes.
然后他就开始在那边犹豫，说哪位呢？然后后来他就说，哦呀，我现在没有丈夫。
So now she started her religious arguments. They see you meet over here on this mountain, we meet over. Jesus said, "That."
然后他就开始讨论这个宗教信仰的事情，说：“哦，你们犹太人说应该在耶路撒冷敬拜，我们是在这山上敬拜，等等。”
I can tell you're a seeker after God. Forget the mountains.
他说：“我能够知道，我能够看出来，你是一位追寻神的，寻求神的人，不要去管这些。”
Ah, I tell you what, when the Messiah comes, he's going to tell us, "Excuse me, lady, I am he."
他就在那说：“啊，我知道弥赛亚来了以后就怎么样。”后来。主耶稣打断他说：“我就是他。”
And that woman met God the Father that day, got saved, ran into the village and became an evangelist.
所以那一天，这位妇人就遇见了神，她那天就得救了，进到村庄里边，成为一个传福音的人。
That's just not the religion you know about.
这个不是他们所知道的那个宗教。
You know, even among Christians, there is a religion that's so narrow, nasty.Judgmental.
甚至在基督徒的中间，好像我们所信的那个宗教是好像是这样子的狭窄，这样子的让人难以忍受。
Take John chapter 5. There's the man, he's sitting there 38 years trying to get into the water to get healed. He's lame, right?
然后在耶路撒冷，在那个羊门那边有一个池子，然后有一个人等了38年没有办法进到池子。
Now what's this man learned over 38 years about religion?
这个人花了38年的时间关于宗教他了解认识了什么。
If he's going to get healed, he's got to use self-effort and somehow get into the waters.
如果他要得救，他必须要自己努力，能够想办法进到那个池子里。
Meanwhile, God is kind of unfair.
但是好像神不是很公平。
He's arbitrary.
他好像是在那边很随意。
God says to the angel, "Hey, Charlie's asleep. Move the waters so somebody else can get in first.
好像神在那边说，哦，因为 Charlie 在睡觉，你现在天使赶紧下去去搅动那个池水，让另外一个人得救。
I'm not going to answer his prayers unless he tries harder. He's got to hang over the edge of the pool if he wants to get in.
这个人好像不是很虔诚，祷告不够虔诚，那我就让另外一个人，他必须要这样子的才能够进到池子里去。
Pray harder, do more. That's what you got to do.
你要更加努力的加倍的工作。
38 years, if you're religious, you become a victim.
如果38年你都在宗教的生活里边的话，你就成为那个受害者。
And Julia, and the Lord comes to this man and says, "Do you want to be made well?"
当主耶稣来到这个人跟前的时候，就问他说：“你愿意得痊愈吗？”
Now he didn't say that to mock the guy.
他并没有在那边嘲笑这个病人。
He'd been a victim so long he'd forgotten what faith was.
他在那边。等候了那么久，他已经忘掉了信心是什么东西。
Some people are so religious, but they've forgotten what faith is.
有很多人，他们如此的信宗教，他们都已经忘记了到底什么叫做信心。
And it made him wonder, what does he mean by that? Doesn't he see that I'm a victim?
所以他在那边就有点好奇，说你到底是什么意思啊？难道你没有看见说我是一个这个受害的人吗？
And Jesus said a gracious word.Take up your bed and go home.
主耶稣就在那边说了这样一句恩典的话语，就说拿起你的褥子回家吧。
I don't even know if the man had time to think about what he was saying. He just obeyed Jesus and was completely healed.
我不知道这个人在那边他是不是明白，但是他马上就顺服了这个命令，就拿起他的那个褥子，他就居然被医治。
Oh, the truth and the grace of who God is was a mystery to all these people until Jesus revealed.
我们看见这边恩典和真理在耶稣基督的工作里边奇妙的彰显，让这些人得救。
Just take a few more episodes in John chapter 7. You remember how it opens?
继续看见第七章，你记得发生了什么吗？
Here is the wrong kind of God.
这边好像又是一个对神的观念的一个错误。
Now it says his brothers.
这边说到他的弟兄
who didn't really believe that Jesus was who he was.
那个时候他们还没有相信耶稣是他所说的那一位。
And it was the Feast of Tabernacles.
是住棚节。
So they said, Jesus, we are going to be your agents. If you want to do something to make your name known and to gain glory, it's time to go to the Feast of Tabernacles and show off.
他说耶稣啊，我们是你的经纪人。如果你要自己要出名的话，现在就是住棚节最好的时间。你要到耶路撒冷去做事情，让众人都看见你。
He says, "Yeah, that's the kind of religion you have. You show off to gain something."
他说，这就是你们所信的宗教，你们要在那边炫耀你们做的事情。
Your time is always to show off. My time hasn't come. I'll stay here. You guys go.
你们的时候总是方便的，你们炫耀的时候总是方便的。我不去，我现在要停在这，留在这个地方。
I'm not going to let your family pressure influence me.
我不会让这个家人的这个压力来影响我。
And that's the truth.
这是真理。
And so he went up secretly.
然而他却悄悄地去了。
Because he's waiting for the right time.
因为他在那边等候这个对的那个时间时刻。
And on the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
第八日，祝棚节的第八日。
When after pouring out water for 7 days, they came with empty pots the eighth and said, "Oh God, send down your Messiah."
他们每天祝棚节的那一天，他们都会用水从那个圣殿浇下来。到了第八天的时候，那个空的水桶的时候，他们就会说：“神啊，父啊，神啊，愿你赐下你的弥赛亚。”
Time was right, and he says, "If any man is thirsty."Let him come to me and drink. Those feasts won't satisfy you, but rivers of living water will come out of your belly if you believe.
父的时间到了，所以主耶稣在那个时刻就站起来，高声地说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来，我就赐给他们的水，赐给他们水喝。我所赐的水要在他们腹中成为活水的泉源。”
You know, God always does stuff at the right time.
神总是在最合适的时候。做他的事情。
What can we say about the woman caught in adultery in chapter 8?
第八章这边被行淫时被抓的妇人这件事情，我们能说什么呢？
What does religion say?
宗教会说什么呢？
In Jesus' name, stone her.
靠着奉耶稣的名，我们来用石头打死她。
She has sinned.
她犯罪了。
Time to stone.
现在到了打死她的时候。
We love God.
我们爱神。
We stone people.
我们就用石头来打人。
Jesus says, well, boom,
Who hasn't sinned here? Go ahead, you chuck the first stone.
主耶稣就出了他的一拳，就是说，在座的谁是没有犯过罪的，你就投着第一块石头吧。
Then Jesus just said, "Now did anybody condemn you?"
主耶稣问他说，没有人定你的罪吗？
Neither does God if you repent and sin no more.
如果你悔改不再犯罪，神也不定你的罪。
You know that girl's life changed completely.
我们知道这位妇人的生命从此改变。
Or how about John chapter 9, the man who was born blind?
到了约翰福音第九章，这位生下来瞎眼的人。
Now you know the holy men of God, Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, Nathaniel.
记得彼得、约翰、雅各这些神属神的圣洁的人。
When they saw the man born blind, they had one question.
当他们看见这个生来瞎眼的人的时候，他们有一个问题。
Who sinned, him or his parents, that made him blind?
等一下，他瞎眼了，是他犯罪呢，还是他的父母犯罪？
These guys were real religious scholars, huh?
这些实在是宗教的学者。
How could he be responsible? How could a child in the mother's womb do something wrong that would cause him to be born blind?
在父母中的胎儿，他做错什么事情，犯了什么罪，让他出生的时候就是现象。
Oh, but there's these busybody Christians who go around and say, "Aha! You see, I knew. Because you didn't raise your children right. Look, they've gone off. You're wrong. You're bad."
那些爱世俗走动、说闲言的基督徒就说：“哦，我知道，一定是你们做了这个事情，做了那个事情，得罪了神。”It
must be the sins of that person or the sins of that person.
一定是这个人犯了罪，或者另外一个人犯了罪。Jesus
blew them away.
主耶稣就把他们全部推走。It
wasn't because of anybody's sin. This is a moment for the glory of God, for him to be healed to show that I'm the light of the world.
不是这个人犯罪，也不是他的父母犯罪，不是其他人的罪，而是一个时刻要彰显父的荣耀。
The only time glory is mentioned in that chapter is the Pharisees.
在这一章里面提到荣耀这件事情的时候，是这些法利赛人。
They brought this poor blind man who now sees, and they brought him before the council.
然后他们就把这个罪人，把这个瞎眼的人带到他们的公会里面。And
here's what they said, their great religious statement.
这边他在这边说了另外的一个宗教的宣告。Give
glory to God. That man is a sinner. Because he healed you on the Sabbath.
这个信宗教的人，他们的宣告就是说，你该将荣耀归给神。我们知道这个人是罪人。And
what did the man do?
那么这个人说什么呢？做什么呢？
He sang Amazing Grace.
他就在那边唱奇异恩典。Was
blind, but now I see.
我从前是瞎眼的，如今能看见了。What
more needed to be said?
还需要说更多吗？
Jesus, lover of our souls. Jesus, healer of our diseases. Jesus, bringer into the... He brought that man right into his fold as the true shepherd.
主耶稣是我们灵魂的爱人，主耶稣是我们罪人的救主。他把他带到他的爱的怀里。
Of course, the greatest moment was in these interviews was all with Martha and Mary over the death of Lazarus.
当然最好的那个 问答是在第十一章，他跟马大和玛利亚之间发生的。
James came to Jesus one day and said, "Jesus, I just got a telegram from Martha and Mary. Lazarus is very sick. Please get up here to Bethany quick."
雅各说，主耶稣，我拿到了一个电报，马大、玛利亚发来的，拿撒路死了，病了，我们现在需要赶快去。Jesus,
aha! This is for the glory of God. Let's wait 3 or 4 more days.
主耶稣说：“哦，这个是为着父的荣耀，我们再继续等三四天吧。”Glory
comes with God's timing, you see.
只有在神的那个时间到的时候，荣耀才会降临。Well,
as you know, things went from bad to worse, and Lazarus died.
我们知道拿撒路的情况从糟糕变得更加的糟糕，结果他死了。And
when Jesus finally showed up, he showed up 4 days too late.
他最终出现的时候，他已经晚了四天。Martha
said, "Oh, I know if you'd only been here, he would have been healed."
马大说：“哎呀，我知道，如果你早来的话，我的兄弟必不至死。”Jesus
said, "Well, if he was healed, then he would die again. How about if I raise him from the dead?"
主耶稣说：“如果他被医好了，他还会死的。那现在我让他从死里复活，怎么样？”Now
when Mary came, she said the same thing. "Oh Lord, if only you'd been here."
玛利亚来了以后，她也是说同样的话：“说主啊，你若在这里，我的兄弟必不死。”Oh,
God is always just too late.
啊，神呐，你做事情好像总是晚一步。Jesus
said, "If you only believe, you're about to see the glory of God."
主耶稣对他们说，你若是相信，你就必看见神的荣耀。
Now all the people were weeping along with Mary.
所有这些犹太人都跟马大、玛利亚一同的哀哭。
And you know what God did?
你知道神做了什么吗？
God wept.
神也哭了。
Do you have a God that weeps?
你知道神也会哭的。
Just when he sees the tragedy of life, the tragedy of bereavement,
当他能够看见地上苦难、地上亲人死亡的时候，他也会哀哭的。
See, some people have a God who says, "I don't need to weep because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to raise him from the dead. Why should I weep? Everything's okay."
有些信主的人就说，死了我不会哭的，因为我知道他们都会复活的，这一切都会过去。
Our God, biggest problem we have with God is He's hard for us to see Him because He's more humble than we are.
有一件事情让我们觉得神很难，我们很难看见神，是因为神比我们更加的谦卑。
He weeps over broken people more easily than we do.
他对那些失丧的人，对那些受难的人，他更加容易同他们一起哀哭，比我们更加的容易。
And even though Jesus knew what the outcome would be,
虽然他知道最终的结果会是什么
，He wept.
仍然他在那边哀哭。
Then he said, "Open the grave."
然后他就打开坟墓
，Lord.I know what's going to happen, and I just want to pray so all of these people hearing me will know what's going to happen.
父啊，我知道会发生什么，但是我现在还要在这里宣告，好使这些人知道到底会发生什么。
Lazarus, come forth.
拿撒路，出来。
And all of us are going to be resurrected.
所有我们在座的都会复活。
No matter what our desperate situation.
无论我们在怎么样子一个困难的境地里。
And so it's no wonder when finally, in chapter 12, the summation of this whole glory cluster.
所以到了第十二章，所有这些荣耀在那个，所有这一连串的荣耀到那边最终要达到顶的时候。
The Greeks came and said, "Wait a minute, we've heard about a god who's a lot different than the gods we know in the Greek pantheon."
这些希腊的人，希利尼人就跑来说，哎，我们听说有一个人，他比我们所信的这些众神都要奇妙。
We want to see God. We hear He's in Jesus. Please show us Jesus.
我们想要见耶稣，因为我们听说这个神在耶稣的里面，我们想要见耶稣。
That's when Jesus said, "My hour of glory has come."
这是主耶稣在那边说，人子得荣耀的时候到。
And I want to be accessible to the Jew as well as the Gentile.
我愿意能够不但被犹太人能够接触到，而且对所有的人都。
So now the cross lays before me.
现在这个十字架就已经在我前面竖起来。
Father, glorify thy name.
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
And all of us Gentiles can enter into glory.
所有我们这些外邦人都可以进入到荣耀里去。
Because Jesus didn't live for himself.
因为耶稣没有为自己而活。
In every way, he showed us what God was really like.
他的每一步生活的每一步都是为了要彰显父的荣耀。
So the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
所以这个道就成了肉身住在我们的中间。
And we saw his everyday activities.
然后我们就能够看见每天他都是在这样子的行动。
And as we beheld him, we said, "Wait a minute, that's God, that's God."
当我们看见一瞥他的作为的一瞥的时候，我们就说：“等一下，这个是神做的，这是神。”
But not the warped God of the Greeks, not the self-righteous God of the Jews.
不是这些被扭曲的这些希腊人的神，或者是这些被误解的这个犹太人的神。
This is a God that's been revealed to us through Jesus.
这位神是借着耶稣基督向我们彰显、向我们启示的神。
Isn't that wonderful that Jesus has revealed to us the glory of the Father?
主耶稣基督借着他自己向我们彰显父的荣耀，这是何等奇妙
！Can there be any mistake who God is?
现在我们能够对神有任何的，我们会任何其他的事物做什么
？Do those actions that Jesus take back up what he says？
这些他所做的事情是不是能够印证他所说的话呢
？For God so loved the world，
神爱世人
，that he gave his only beloved son，
以至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever in those 12 chapters believes in him should not perish， but have everlasting life。
所有这十二章所记载的那些人，他们无论是谁，只要他们相信，就不至灭亡，反得永生。
Oh Lord, we come to you today.
父啊，主啊，我们今天来到你的跟前。
In the humility of God, you came.
在借着神的谦卑，你来到我们的中间。
You came not only lower than the angels.
你不仅比天使更加的低。
You came lower than we than us.
你甚至比你比我更加的卑微。
And you revealed a grace and a truth we had never seen before.
你向我们彰显了这个恩典和真理，是我们以前从来没有见过。
And we worship a God of our salvation.
所以我们在这边敬拜我们的救主。
We worship a God of grace and grace.
我们在这边敬拜我们恩典的主。
We worship a God who cares for the little ones.
我们在这边敬拜那些 关爱微小者的卑微者的主。
We worship a God who didn't judge us but judged himself.
我们在这边敬拜这位不审判众人却为我们承担审判的主。
Oh, great, great God.
你实在是一位伟大伟大的主神。
How big your heart is.
你的心是何等的广大。
We've never seen such a God before.
我们过去从来没有见过这样的神。
All the gods of this world are just small fries.
这个世界所有这些所谓的神不过都是像苍蝇一样。
We're so thankful that we met the true and the living God through Jesus.
我们感谢神，借着耶稣基督，我们在这里遇见并认识独一的真神。
We pray in his name, Amen.
我们靠着他的名祷告，阿门。